Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City. This is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download the Bashani Radio app. We're live from New York City talking about in and everything. I want to take time to thank all of my listeners for listening to my broadcast this year. It has been a challenging year, so we've been dropping some nuggets to help you live the best life that you can. This show is also sponsored by Rashad Detail, Terry Ingram Sr., CEO and owner. Have Wills Will Clean. Today I'm going to give you 10 principles to a prosperous soul. Three of the principles will be from me, and the other seven will be from my pastor, Dr. Cliff Lodala. Give a shout out to him. These are the nuggets that you need to take into the new year to have a prosperous and abundant year. Okay? So the first principle, the first key will be find your purpose and start walking in it. As we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. So to put this another way, figure out what you are passionate about and pursue it with all of your energy. To those blessed with a clear vision of their future, congratulations. But those who do not know, they need to pray and ask God, why are they here on this earth? May that clarity help you in your spiritual journey, just as it does in your financial one. For those to whom this vision is a little less clear, are those settled with circumstances that make that hill towards success all the more difficult, fret not. Keep your eyes on God and allow him to grant you opportunities to explore your options until you hit upon that nugget that brings you the most joy. For as 1 Corinthians 12 states, there are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in every one, it is the same God at work. The second key to living a prosperous life is to be a giver. It is better to give than to receive. And I have been a constant example of how you can help those in need by working hard. You should remember the words of the Lord Jesus. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Whether we have plenty or little, we all have the capacity to give of ourselves. We see this every day through the small acts of kindness of members within our community. It's the teacher who buys supplies for his or her students when they run short. The time we spend consoling one another during our times of need, or the offerings we are able to donate to our favorite charities, whatever form your gift takes, give it of your whole self. The third key to living to having a prosperous soul is to forgive others. God said, if you don't forgive others, he will not forgive you. So if you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. Now, this one can be a challenge. You must suffer from small slights inflicted upon you, which accumulate into resentment. Or you may battle with major assaults to your physical, emotional, or mental well-being, which has left you feeling violated and at times beyond repair. To be human and to love one another is to subject oneself to potential suffering in the hands of our fellow man. You may need to reflect on your part in the acrimony to determine how to best make amends. Or you may need to come to grips with the unfortunate truth that there are those who commit injustices to us for their own selfish reasons, outside of anything to do with the things we've done or said. Learning to forgive others when it seems they don't deserve it is a vital part of your own healing. You cannot begin to walk in love without first learning to forgive those who hurt you. The fourth key to a prosperous soul is meditate on the Word of God. Two scriptures you need to focus on each day. Regardless of what you're going through, find out what the Bible says in those things that you are going through. The fifth, and also righteousness consciousness. Behavior doesn't determine your identity. Okay? You are the righteousness of God, and your behavior should dictate that. You also should have confidence in the love of God. When you have confidence that God loves you, then you will have faith in what God says. Also, you need to establish a covenant relationship with God. Nothing missing, nothing broken. God wants you whole. A covenant is a promise, a pledge, between two or more persons. So your life should be completely whole, nothing missing, nothing broken. Because the Bible says God will never leave or forsake you. Six, stop taking things personal. You have to realize that people are going through a lot. Hurt people hurt other people. So when somebody hurts your feelings or somebody try to reject you, just think about they may be hurt or don't know how to deal with the hurt, so they take it out on you. You may be the one at that time that they take that hurt out on you. So stop taking things personal. The seventh thing is, pray and worship God as a lifestyle. Set a time to pray and worship God each day. You have to meditate in the Word day and night. Okay? So the eighth thing is to stop comparing yourself to other people. God made us unique. The gift that I have is not for you. He gave each one of us a gift when he put us on this earth. So it's not good for you to compare yourself to me, because what's for me is not for you. So don't compare yourself to others, because, like I said, God made each of us unique. He placed a gift in all of us to perform what he put us here to do. Also, number nine, he wants you to walk in love. Live a life filled with love. Follow an example of Christ. He loved us and offered himself as a sacrifice for us, a pleasing aroma to God. Love is to be open to other people's journey and to understand that we all walk through life at different stages of spiritual development. Be kind to one another and be open to understanding not only what people think, but why they think as they do. Understand that we may not be able to convince one another to believe how we believe or think as we think, and be open to working together towards an understanding in due time. It's all a process for you. As frustrating as it might be, love takes time to cultivate. Be gentle with yourself, your friends, and your family. Seek out truth and look to multiply joy over sadness. Now, that's the challenge you really, really need to work on being going into 2021, because this is going to be a great year. We had challenges in 2020, but 2021 is going to be a great year. And the 10th key to a prosperous soul is to fellowship with positive, like-minded people. And let us not neglect our meeting together, as most people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near. The act of fellowship is not restricted to the biblical sense. If anything, we see fellowship in the clubs and organizations we choose to establish and partake in. As you contemplate your path and align your goals, think of the types of people who would be able to walk with you and God along that path. Commune with people who will help you navigate any tight spots you may encounter, just as fervently as they are willing to celebrate your success. Work together to bring to fruition the blessings God has in store for all of you. So I want you to take these 10 nuggets, into 2021 to live the best life you can live, and to find why you are on this earth. Broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart Life from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download the Bashani Radio app. We're live from New York City, talking about in and everything. Also want to take this opportunity to wish all my listeners, family, and friends Happy New Year in 2021. It's going to be a blessed and prosperous year. Trust me. This show is sponsored by Rashad Detail, Terry Ingram, CEO and owner. Have Wills Will Clean. Be blessed. God loves you, and so do I. Walk in love in 2021, okay? And see what God will come and show out in your life. Again, I want to thank all of my listeners for listening to my broadcast this year as well. And I pray that you're taking these nuggets and living the best life you can. Always remember, the best is yet to come. Same time this week, same time, same station this week, next week. So keep listening, be encouraged, be blessed, and stay on your journey.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.